Mamombe, who is vying for the president in the Chinoy University's Student Representative Council, says the Zimbabwe Congress of Students Union, ZICOSU, is distributing t-shirts embezzled with the face of the First Lady, a move she says is a desperate and also meant to intimidate students into voting for candidates with links to the ruling party.
To us, it's actually an intimidation that these elections, they're focusing on the students' issues. But surprisingly, they're bringing in national politics where they're intimidating students by wearing these unconquerable t-shirts of Grace Mugabe. So to us, we see that it's very unfair because we expect that this election to be fair and to focus on the students' issues.
Mamombe says the ZINASU has petitioned the university administration and the security to demand that the course members be told to stop wearing Grace Mugabe's t-shirts. But the course aspiring presidential candidate Watson Mabasa defended his team for wearing the First Lady's t-shirts.
We are saying, as a union, our ideologies, they are linked or they are directly connected to those of ZANU-PF. So we have no problems with wearing t-shirts that you've got Amai's pictures.
The message on the t-shirts reads, Gorerino titadzi za zvakawanda, or when translated, this year we learn a lot. In the front and on the back, the message continues, Gorere zvidzidzo unconquerable, munhu wese kuna Amai, or the year of learning unconquerable, everyone to the First Lady. ZANU-PF sources who declined to be identified at the Chinoy ZANU-PF provincial offices distanced the party from student elections, adding the t-shirts had not been distributed by them. But the COSU aspiring Secretary General Tawanda Marange insists they were given the t-shirts by Grace Mugabe during a rally at Murombezi Growth Point.
We met the First Lady at one of the rallies and she gave us some t-shirts, which every member he has got, every school member got that t-shirt. Since we believe in him as well, and we believe in the First Lady.
Despite their differences, both the NASA and the COSU are in agreement through their manifestos that learning conditions are tough at the university where some students are still taking classes under trees.
So we are going to push the admin of Chinoy University to provide classrooms where we are going to get quality education. Because honestly, how can someone learn from under the tree or from the hostel? And yet we are saying that this is a university which is focusing on technology.
The students are loving the campaigns because to them it means free meals from aspiring candidates. Chamunor Wagwena is one such student.
So as students of ZANU-PF, she supports us very well. That's why we are wearing it. They give us free meals. They even give us free meals from ZANU-PF through MAD.
At least 8 candidates are vying for the presidency of the University Students Union, as many students complain that the administration should create a better learning environment for them. Reporting for Studio 7 at Chinoy University of Technology, this is Atta Chigoriwa.